As part of the new developments in the international art world, some Japanese artists tried to find ways they could celebrate the long tradition of Japanese arts of calligraphy and printmaking while remaining contemporary. Listen further to find out how they did it.
The development of avant-garde calligraphy can be traced back to the 1930s, when the first societies were founded with the goal of finding a way to make calligraphy artistically and universally relevant. Eventually, two streams of theory developed that focused on the character itself. One side felt that it was important for the calligraphy to depict a character, no matter how illegibly, while the other side believed that calligraphy should be freed from the character. Shiro Morita, whose work, So Deep and Abundant, is shown here, was one of the leaders in the debate, who thought that calligraphy should maintain its link with writing. However, he believed that calligraphy could be written for non-character reading peoples, who would be able to appreciate the aesthetic qualities of the work regardless. What is really interesting about this argument is that it can be traced back to the ancient Buddhist monk calligraphers, who were known for their wild, almost unreadable characters written in trance-like states. Emphasis was on the state of mind of the calligrapher and the refinement of technique, which a skillful eye could read in the brushstrokes more than in the words themselves. The works in this section really show us that whatever side you take in the debate, calligraphy and art inspired by it is truly beautiful.
Ukiyo-e prints have been popular in Europe and North America since the 19th century. After the war, these prints, which in the previous century provided inspiration to Van Gogh, Monet, and Degas, became popular with the tourist market and were widely distributed to the West as souvenirs. These prints were acknowledged as a point of departure for modern printmaking practices in Europe and America. Japanese artists practicing printmaking found themselves caught between the supposed native traditionalism of Japanese style painting and contemporary universalism of Western painting styles. Contemporary artists decided to mix the two by making abstract prints called hanga, modern woodcuts. Japanese printmakers explored the connection between Japanese woodblock prints and Andy Warhol's pop silk screens. Rather than producing simply figurative images, artists like Takeshi Kawashima explored abstract geometric prints. Moreover, Japanese printmakers, who were seen as the most progressive during this period, tended to distance themselves from considerations of process in order to explore the ideas of conceptual art. The incredible advancements of Japanese printmakers in the realm of contemporary art gave the Japanese a reputation as leaders rather than imitators, but it should be recognized the influence was moving both ways as communication between the Western and Asian art worlds increased.